2 and 2 the pitch. Low and away. It's a full count. She's taking off for third, and she'll make it. Wow. 3 and 2 the count, and now a wild pitch could give Escanaba the lead. Bryn Lucas worked it from 0-2 to 3-2. That pitch is outside for ball four. She'll take the walk.
Now
brings up Taylor Williams. A base hit and a walk after two are out, and Escanaba's got him at first and third. First pitch coming to Taylor, but she's going to check her call on her wrist first. Had a strike outside corner that will allow the runner to easily take second. So now second and third, two out, top of the seventh. Escanaba 5, St. Clair 5 in the state quarterfinals. Now the pitch and a big swing and a miss for Taylor Williams. 0-2 the count. Second and third, two out. Now the pitch, fouled away, we'll do it again. Wow, this is some exciting stuff, isn't it? Five-five tie, seventh inning. State quarterfinal, Escanaba, St. Clair. Cody is ready. The two-strike pitch inside, nearly hit her. Runner dancing off a third, but not too far. She'll take the three steps back. Second and third, two outs. 1-2 pitch, pop foul behind us, and the battle continues as Taylor Williams keeps battling up there. A base hit and a walk. Runners at second and third. Escanaba 5, St. Clair 5 here in the seventh. Taylor Williams gets back in. And the pitch swung on and hit down the right field line, foul. And so we'll do it again. Our home plate umpire has run out of softballs, and we need at least one, or we'll be sitting here a while. Here the foul balls are all being thrown back in now. 5-5 tie, seventh inning, state quarterfinal, Escanaba, St. Clair. Escanaba runners at second and third, two out, a long battle with Taylor Williams at the plate for Escanaba. Now the pitch, swung on a miss, struck her out. Huge strikeout after a long battle for the pitcher, Cody. And St. Clair will have another shot to win it in the bottom of the seventh. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Contact Gerso Insurance in Escanaba and Powers. Call 906-789-0900. That's 906-789-0900.
Today, more and more people are pre-planning their funerals. Pre-planning or pre-arranging is simply taking care of your funeral details before the need arises. This could include everything from choice of service to choice of burial or cremation. Find out more today. Just call, stop by, or visit SkratskyFuneralHomes.com.
Skratsky Family Funeral Homes.
Well, Escanaba is switching pitchers as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Addie Stropich will come in and throw and try to get three outs to get us to the eighth inning. And if she does, we would have the top of the order up in the eighth. Escanaba has stranded 10 base runners in this game. Plus, they've had one caught stealing. St. Clair in this game have not had as many base runners, but they've stranded
now
five.
Number 20, Brooklyn Kern.
The number nine hitter in the order, Brooklyn Kern, leads off for St. Clair, followed by Allie Roberts and then Macy Kerbert. Here's a shot into the left field corner. Foul ball. Oh, man. That had triple written all over it. She hit it hard. And it's a loud and long strike to greet the new pitcher, Addie Stropich. That pitch is upstairs. Ball one. 1-1 is the count. Here in the bottom of the seventh, St. Clair can walk it off if they get a run in this inning. State quarterfinal here in Marquette, the pitch. Down low, 2-1 the count. Jackson went six innings. Five runs, only one of them earned from some earlier defensive problems. Swung on and missed. So that's two of them on Brooklyn Kern, bottom of the seventh. Escanaba 5, St. Clair 5. Up high with that pitch, and the count is full, 3-2. Swung on and missed, strike three. Big pitch for Addie Stropich right there.
Now up the bat, number 12, Allie Roberts.
One out, Allie Roberts the batter in the number 10 spot. First pitch hits the outside corner. She tried to bunt her last time up and popped it up to the catcher, Kohler Hayes. This pitch bounces up there, ball one. 1-1 is the count on Allie Roberts. Escanaba 5, St. Clair 5. We are in the bottom of the seventh inning. Extra innings here in Marquette in the state quarterfinals. This time she gets down the bunt. The throw over to first, and she's safe. She beat it out.
Now up to bat, number 22, Macy Cabrat.
One out, a bunt single for Allie Roberts. And now Macy Kerbrat at the plate. She has walked and hit two grounders in this game. She takes a strike, had the bat across the plate. The runner did not take off. That's the winning run at first base for St. Clair. Tied at five here. In extra innings, there's a strike, and at the letters, that's two on Kerbrett. Stropich in relief of Jackson. This one bounces up there. Good stop by Kohler to keep that one at the plate. A ball and two strikes. Runner at first with one out. This one's fouled away over the third base dugout. Well, you have before every pitch is thrown, you hear complete silence. Everybody is just on the edge of their seat, nervous on both sides of the field here in Marquette. A ball and two strikes. The pitch swung on and hit down the left field line. That is a foul ball. Holy smokes, have they come close twice in this inning. That one closer than the last one. Macy Kerbrat. One ball and two strikes to count on her. Runner at first, one out for St. Clair, bottom of the seventh. Way up high, runner takes off for second. Here's the throw, and she is out! She's out! Cole Hayes threw her out! Oh, my. Boy, we'll have to take a look at the replay on that one. Holy smokes. Kohler Hayes with the play of the game so far. The 2-2 pitch just a bit outside. 3-2, the count on Kerbrat. Boy, people are still talking about that one, boy. 3-2, the count. Two out, the pitch. Swung on and hit high in the air to center field, and in center, she can't quite get it. The ball will be backed up by the right fielder. It is a double, almost a great catch in center field for Pasevich.
Now up to bat, number six.
That close to ending the inning.
Marianna Mullins.
Marianna Mullins at the plate for St. Clair, left-handed batter. The right-handed pitching, Stropich. And now time is asked for and received. First pitch, swung on it, bounced to first. She'll run to the bag, touch it, we're going to the eighth inning. Stropich with a big, big inning and a huge play by Kohler Hayes. And the inning is over, and now I think we go to the international tiebreaker rule.
Yep.
We do, okay. So each team will get a runner on second. And we will keep it here as we go over the rules. Personally, I don't like that. I just never have. If they're going to play it out, let it play 15 innings. I remember one time we went to the Little League World Series down in Kentucky. Ron Plum did. I didn't personally go. And Gladstone ended up winning a game in 16 innings.
So, but you're starting out
but
Williams,
they, I'm actually not sure why they do it. I mean, to shorten games, I guess. But so a runner on second base will be, and they do it in Major League Baseball, right? When we get to extra innings. So anyways, Izzy Perryman is going to bat. Taylor Williams will be the ghost runner, as they call it, on the international tiebreaker rule here in the eighth inning. And they'll get a runner as well at second base.
Guys, zero outs, right?
Nobody out.
Now up to bat.
Izzy Perryman.
Isabel Perryman.
Will lead off for Escanaba here at the top of the eighth inning. Five-five, Escanaba and St. Clair. First pitch, swung on it, popped up on the infield. She'll catch it at third. As Cody continues to pitch for St. Clair, they will not be able to use her tomorrow if they win this game.
Now up to bat, number 11, Braylon.
I'm not sure if Izzy was trying to bunt there or not. She didn't square around, but anyway, she just popped it up. So now Grand Champ the batter for Escanaba with a runner at second and one out. She does try to bunt. She pops it straight up in the air, and it's caught by the catcher. Caught by the catcher. And two outs. Two outs on two pitches.
Adeline Humbert.
And now it's up to Addie Humbert to bring in that go-ahead run here in the top of the eighth inning. Two pop-ups at the top of the order for Escanaba. Humbert swings and misses, strike one. Humbert has two hits in the game, two for three. Now we're ready. The pitch, she checks her swing, but she offered. So the count is, I think it's 1-1, isn't it? Well, okay, then it is 0-2. I thought it was 1-1, but. Humbert back in, and the pitch upstairs. That, yep, makes it 1-2. Now we're ready. Here's the pitch to Humbert. Upstairs, 2-2. Escanaba 5, St. Clair 5, 8th inning. Eske with a runner at second and two outs. Low it away, 3-2. She almost got that corner. So Addie Humbert with a 3-2 count. State quarterfinal, 5-5 in the eighth as she spikes out swinging. And now advantage St. Clair again. To the bottom of the eighth we go. They'll have the winning run at second, no outs. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
When it comes to sports, we bring it home. On News Talk 600, WCHT, Escanaba, Gladstone.
All right, we'll see if somehow the Escanaba girls can survive another inning. The winning run will go to second base on the international tiebreaker rule for St. Clair. And they will have their pitcher, Cameron Cody, come up to the plate. And she is 3-for-3 in the ballgame with a couple of doubles and an infield single. Well, I got a solution for that. You walk her. It doesn't matter now. The winning run's at second. First base is open. Walker.
Now up to bat, number 16, Cameron Cody.
Of course, the girl behind her has a hit as well. But, I mean, you can set up a force at third base. So we'll see what the plan is from the Escanaba side as this pitch is in the dirt. Ball one, no strikes. Cody in the box takes ball two. Yeah, this is it looks a lot like an unintentional, intentional walk. Two balls and no strikes. Oh, but she throws a wild pitch. That's what you can't have. And now the winning run is at third. Yep. So, 3-0 on Cody, and 5-5 in the eighth. Oh, it's in the dirt again, but not far enough. Ball four, and runners at the corners, and Meadow Chorus, the batter. Oh, there. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's Mackenzie Becker. Pardon me. Mackenzie Becker is at the plate with runners at the corners and nobody out. And now time is called. They're going to walk her to load him up.
Now up to bat, number four.
Todd Milkowitz is coming out slowly to the pitcher's circle. Escanaba in the top of this inning. Two pop-ups and a strikeout with that ghost runner at second. And, yeah, it looks like he's going to bring in a new pitcher. So he's bringing Ava back in.
She can't pitch tomorrow.
She came in off the bench.
So they got to take that pitcher out, and she can't return.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So they're going to bring Ava Jackson back in.
Once they sat down, they were not allowed to
re-enter. Softball pitcher leaves the game. Can she re-enter as pitcher? She leaves the game.
I thought when she left the game, she couldn't re-enter.
Just checking. That's fine. Just wanted to make sure because she came off the bench. I'd rather be safe than sorry.
All right. You've probably heard all of that. So they bring Ava Jackson back in, but she's in a real tough spot. First and third. Nobody out. Cannot give up a run. And they tried to save Ava for tomorrow, but there won't be a tomorrow if that girl on third base comes home for St. Clair. State quarterfinal, 5-5 tie here in the eighth inning. Well, you know, Stropich did her job. She got us through the seventh inning. But now, Mackenzie Becker with a chance to be the hero for St. Clair right here. First pitch to her is upstairs, ball one. First and third. That runner at first means nothing. It's all about the girl on third base for St. Clair. As Kohler Hayes needs to adjust the strap on her catcher's gear. Ava Jackson is ready. Here's the pitch. Swung on and drilled to center field, and that's a base hit. And St. Clair walks it off in extra innings. And they will be going to the Final Four. And for Escanaba, the season is over. 6-5, St. Clair with the win. We'll be back.